question was asked, what's unique about the city of Hebron historically and in present times? So firstly, the term Hebron, the name of the city, stems from the word chaver, friend. And our sages say that Hebron is unique in that it promotes a friendship, a relationship between man and his creator. There are a few unique places in Israel. All of Israel is unique in the connection to Ribono Shel Olam. And then you have the Temple Mount. You also have Hebron, special place. We see that when Kalev came to the land of Israel, one of the spies, he went there. That's where he went to pray. He went to Hebron. He went to the place, the cave of the matriarchs, where the matriarchs are buried. Our sages say that the cave of the matriarchs has an entrance to the Garden of Eden. That's where Adam was buried, because that place is connected to the Garden of Eden. So there's something very special there. That's what our sages say. Avraham Avinu sensed that place is connected to the Garden of Eden, the cave of the matriarchs. It says in the Talmud that Rebbe would give shir, one Rosh Chodesh, Elio comes in and he's late. Rebbe says, why are you late? So he says, well, on Rosh Chodesh, I have to go to the cave of the matriarchs. I wake up Avraham, I wash his hands, he davens, then I put him back to sleep again. I wake up Sarah, I wash her hands, she davens, then I put her back to sleep, and it takes time till I get everyone done. So Rebbe says, why don't you do them all at once? It takes so long, right? Rebbe was a tough teacher. He wasn't about to let him get away with such an answer. So he said, because if I would do it all at once, then the Mashiach would come. If they would all pray at once on Rosh Chodesh, the Mashiach would come. So Rebbe said, and, right, no. So Elio said, the Ribono Shel Olam doesn't want that now. That's not what's supposed to happen now. So we see that there's special things going on even today in the cave of the patriarchs. Don't ask me what it means to wake them up, to wash their hands. If they're dead, what does washing their hands help, right? I don't know. I don't know what any of that means. But it means something special is going on there, even on Rosh Chodesh. And that they're not just buried there, but there's an element of prayer that their souls are expressing over there. So that's what we find in Tanakh, that Hebron has a very special place in our history. In present day, so we have an ongoing discussion about how much of Hebron the government is leaving in our control and how much not. The Jews of Hebron have weathered many storms, including Tarpat, when the Arabs rioted and murdered them in a very cruel way. People think it was just a pogrom. It wasn't. They gathered up the Jews, and then their Arab neighbors came and said, that's the baker, burn him alive in his oven. That's the scribe, pierce open his skull and stick in the quills he wrote with and kill him that way. Every Jew was judged by the Arab tribunal. It was and tortured to death in a manner that was very personal by their Arab neighbors. It wasn't just about rape and murder. This was in Tarpat. That's 1929. The history of Hebron is a history of people who have had to fight for their lives, who have been challenged for their lives. We have the story of Dror Weinberger, that on Friday night, Jews were going to the Cave of the Patriarchs, and they were ambushed, and he was the general in charge there. And he charged in knowing that there were terrorists waiting to ambush them. He paid for it with his life. But he wasn't about to send his soldiers where he wouldn't go himself. And he went in first. So our history there is a history where there's a constant battle. It's important to us, and they know it. And it's one of those special places which Chazal say are the keys, the key places to he who holds on to that holds on to the country. There's Jericho, there's Hebron, there's the Temple Mount. There are key places in Jewish heritage. So that's as much as I know. So.